Welcome to Cubs Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jack Smith. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Fournier. Batting third. The third baseman, Milt Stock. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joe Schultz. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Austin McHenry. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Doc Lavin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Vern Clemens. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Doak. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bill Doak. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Turner Barber. Batting second. The shortstop, Charlie Hollocker. Batting third. The second baseman, Zbeeb Terry. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ray Grimes. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Babe Twombly. Batting sixth. The left fielder, John Sullivan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, John Kelleher. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob O'Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Alexander. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Pete Alexander. And now, play ball. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Fournier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fournier bunts towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. One out. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Smith scores. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stock moves to third. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stock scores. Hornsby moves to second. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hornsby moves to third. Two outs. Austin McHenry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHenry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker bunts towards third. Stock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Barber moves to second. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry bunts towards third. Stock fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Stock. Barber moves to third. Hollocker moves to second. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is hit by the pitch. Barber scores. Hollocker moves to third. Terry moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Cardinals. Babe Twombly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Twombly strikes out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs 1. the Cardinals will come to bat. Doc Lavin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavin hits a fly ball into right field. Barber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Doak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lavin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander strikes out. Two outs. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Barber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Doak fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barber. Smith reaches second base with a double. Jack Fernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernier is 0-for-0 in the game. Fernier bunts towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to third. One out. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. It's 3-1, Cardinals. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hornsby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Twombly. Hornsby reaches second base with a double. Stock moves to third. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-1 in the game. Schultz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stock scores. Hornsby scores. It's 5-1, Cardinals. Austin McHenry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHenry is 0-for-1 in the game. McHenry hits a fly ball into right field. Barber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Lavin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schultz. The throw from O'Farrell and he is safe. Schultz steals second. Doc Lavin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavin is 0-for-1 in the game. Lavin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hollocker hits a line drive into left field. McHenry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-0 in the game. Terry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Grimes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terry moves to second. Babe Twombly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Twombly is 0-for-1 in the game. Twombly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terry scores. Grimes moves to second. It's 5-2, Cardinals. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball towards center. Smith catches it and throws to second to double up Grimes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Vern Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0-for-1 in the game. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Doak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doak is 0-for-1 in the game. Doak hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Twombly throws the ball into Terry, who tags Smith trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelleher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lavin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Barber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lavin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alexander moves to third. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jack Fournier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fournier is 0-for-0 in the game. Fournier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Stock hits a pop-up towards first. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fournier. The throw from O'Farrell and he is out, Terry applying the tag. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hornsby hits a fly ball into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lavin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lavin fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lavin. Babe Twombly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Twombly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Twombly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grimes moves to second. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Cardinals 5, Cubs 5. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kelleher hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Farrell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McHenry. O'Farrell reaches second base with a double. Roy Walker now pitching. Dave Robertson pinch hits for Pete Alexander. Dave Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. O'Farrell moves to third. Dave Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Schultz. Robertson reaches second base with a double. O'Farrell scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Cubs. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Barber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robertson scores. Barber moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, Cubs. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Buck Freeman now pitching. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Schultz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Austin McHenry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHenry is 0 for 2 in the game. McHenry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sullivan. McHenry reaches second base with a double. Schultz moves to third. Doc Lavin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavin is 0 for 2 in the game. Lavin hits a line drive into right field. Barber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0 for 2 in the game. Clemens takes first base on ball 4. Les Mann pinch runs for Vern Clemens. Bert Schotten pinch hits for Roy Walker. Bert Schotten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schotten hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Twombly, who is chasing the ball. Schotten reaches third base with a triple. Schultz scores. McHenry scores. Mann goes all the way around to score. It's 8-7, Cardinals. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schotten scores. It's 9-7, Cardinals. Jack Fernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernier is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fernier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 9, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Pickles Dilhuey for now catching. Bill Schertl now pitching. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stock fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stock fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Babe Twombly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Twombly is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Twombly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 9, and the Cubs 7. The Cardinals will come to bat. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Stock hits a fly ball into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hornsby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hornsby. The throw from O'Farrell and he is safe. Hornsby steals second. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hornsby. The throw from O'Farrell and he is safe. Hornsby steals third. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Schultz takes first base on ball 4. Austin McHenry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHenry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McHenry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to first for the out. Hornsby scores. Schultz moves to second. Two outs. It's 10-7, Cardinals. Doc Lavin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavin is 0-for-3 in the game. Lavin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 10, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schertl fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lavin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 10, and the Cubs 7. The Cardinals will come to bat. Pickles Dilhuifer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dilhuifer hits a fly ball into center field. Twombly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Schertl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schertl strikes out. Two outs. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 4-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Twombly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 10, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. George Mysel pinch hits for Buck Freeman. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Barber hits a fly ball into left field. McHenry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Terry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hollocker moves to second. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 10, and the Cubs 7. The Cardinals will come to bat. Percy Jones now pitching. Jack Fernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fernier hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Miltstock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Stock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Schultz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stock moves to second. Austin McHenry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHenry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McHenry hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 10, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Deal pinch hits for Babe Twombly. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal strikes out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 10, and Chicago Cubs, 7. Goodbye from Cubs Park in Chicago.